98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The day that millions of sky gazers have waited for has finally arrived. From Texas to Maine, the moon will completely block out the sun later today. ABC's Jim Ryan is in the solar eclipse path of totality.
Traffic information signs around the state are warning motorists not to stop on the highway to watch the eclipse. Alyssa Sloan and Roger Penton will be nowhere near their car, instead getting married in East Texas with the eclipse as their backdrop.
I think it'll just be fun that we can all, for all of us who experience it together, this will be something we'll speak about for years to come.
The big question, will the clouds stay away long enough to give a clear view of the moon-darkened sun? Jim Ryan, ABC News, Hillsboro, Texas.
6 months after the Hamas attack, Israeli troops are now leaving the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the deck of the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. And South Carolina winning the women's NCAA basketball tournament. Tonight it's the men, UConn and Purdue. This is ABC News. The UN's nuclear watchdog warning that fresh attacks on Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant are putting it at risk of a nuclear accident. And when it comes to the war, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee says members of his own party are spreading fake news.
Some of his Republican colleagues
still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO,
when it's really
an authoritarian versus democracy battle.
Says Congressman Mike Turner, Ohio Republican.
We need to stand up for democracy. We need to make certain that we know that authoritarian regimes never stop when they start an aggression.
Turner on CNN's State of the Union. The Senate's passed a Ukraine military aid bill, but the House has not acted. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Mexico's National Palace, now officially home to a gang of cats. 19 of them have been living there, wandering the grounds, and sometimes walking into Mexican government meetings. Now Mexico's president has declared them living fixed assets of the palace, meaning the government has to feed and care for them. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin today. He's announcing a new program that could benefit millions of student loan borrowers.
The Department of Education has been working to potentially help people who've been holding debt for decades, those who might be able to show different kinds of financial hardship, or perhaps those whose debt now, because of interest, has ballooned beyond what they originally took out.
Mary Alice Parks reporting. Local election clerks say they'll do their best to do their jobs and serve voters under two new constitutional amendments passed by voters last week. Wausau City Clerk Caitlin Bernard tells Capital City Sunday her office will do its best to run safe and secure elections. Private money is banned from boosting the ballot count. Bernard says she's working on backup plans in case she needs more money. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Youth sports programming is open and available for registration. The spring 2024 session is currently available and will run from April 15th through June 8th. Whether your kids want to try soccer for the first time or hone in their t-ball skills before summer leagues, these skills classes will teach the basics without using laps and lines and will engage your child through the game's approach to learning sports. Sign up today at City Hall.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
There are no funeral notices for today. William J. Sedlicek, 80, South Bend, Indiana, passed away on February 11th. A graveside service will be held at 2 p.m. on Thursday, April 4th at Two Lakes Cemetery, County Highway H in Phillips, with Father Lordu officiating. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for William J. Sedlicek, age 80. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican Night, Thursday Burger and Fries, Friday Fish Fry with Salad Bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with Salad Bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet. At Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain today. We may get a quarter inch or even a little more by the time everything winds down late tonight, but the bulk of the rain will fall today. 53 our high, the wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers 37. A few lingering showers tomorrow. Clearing late in the day with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FRONT to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text FRONT to 200-300. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. FRONT to 200-300.
The Brewers rock Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Cincinnati to open a four-game set against the Reds after winning their weekend series over the Mariners. Milwaukee with a 12-4 victory yesterday, despite starting pitcher Colin Ray battling the flu. Pat Murphy.
Colin, as you may or may not know, was sick. Had a stomach virus, it looks like, and had lost a lot of fluids in every way you can.
At 6-2, what's the team's mindset? Brewers pitcher Colin Ray.
You know, we got to all come in here and not try and do too much, just keep being aggressive and competing in the box, competing on the mound.
NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time 122-109 to the Knicks. Milwaukee's now lost four in a row at home and six of their last seven games.
You know, we have, what, four games left, and all playoff teams. You know, maybe that's a blessing for us. I don't know, but we'll figure it out.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning.
98Q Country.
We recycle, you know, and we recycle because of my wife. It's her. She gets all the credit for that. I would never recycle if I was by my, I don't do it if she's not looking at me. So I would never do it if I was alone. I looked up a list of like, all right, like what are you supposed to do for global warming as an individual? And it was a big, long list. But the first thing on the list was my favorite. It just said, just talk to your friends and family about it. Think about your friends and family, like not the ones that are the good ones, close. Think about the far out it goes. Just when you guys get together, like, do you mind if we talk about global warming for a while? I just thought this would be a good time to get into it. I had a great aunt and uncle fist fight each other at a wedding. Let me get in the middle of that fight. Any chance this fight was about global warming? Because I just would love to get that conversation rolling, you know? I get it. It's for our kids and their kids, and we want to make sure they have a good earth and their environment and stuff. We don't want to have a bad earth. And we don't want them to be mad at us and yell at us. But I don't think they will, because I don't think we get mad. I don't ever see litter on the ground and call my grandmother and be like, where do you get off? You know?
Let's do this.
Well, welcome to Monday.
I tell you, hard, tiring work.
I work hard.
Thanks for kicking off the work week with us.
98Q Country.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. But we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall. But Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with a TV. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Play it. Sing it.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie.
See you tonight in my CJC.
racing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me. Girl, it finally got you. In my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby. You're the only girl. In that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you.
Let's go. Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can help you fly. Yeah. I know I sound serious. Baby, I am.
Tharp in there, Wasted Time at 98Q Country. How you doing? 27 after 7. We've got a Monday. We've got an April the 8th. We got a wet one today. Initially, we thought maybe this rain would kind of taper off through the day, but it's looking more and more like the precipitation might hang around through a majority of the day today. That could change, although the cloud cover definitely will be there. That's going to affect our eclipse viewing tomorrow. It's going to be not good for us. It looked like from the latest chart I saw, the prime viewing area was a very slim channel down in the south to the northeast, and we're probably not going to get a real good look at it here in northern Wisconsin. It's supposed to happen early afternoon today. I think earlier I said tomorrow, today, like 2 o'clock or so. So you might want to gaze to the sky if that tickles your fancy. But temperatures today will rise to about, we're looking at about 40, what do you want, 47? How does that sound? 50 tomorrow, 63 on Wednesday. Ooh. And a little drier on Wednesday, too. But the chance of rain lingering through the day today is going to taper off as we get through the day tomorrow. Our NCAA bracket contest, here's what's going on. We have 8 people who have a chance right now to win. 8 people. And 4 of the people who predicted Purdue to win it all. And by the way, we're not talking about who I picked and how I finished. The people who picked Purdue, Patricia Butler. If Purdue wins, you win, Patricia. You get it all. You got the number one spot, like $150 worth of gift certificates. So, Patricia Butler, you would be first if Purdue wins. Mike Plemon, you would be second. Derek Smetak, you would be third. And Robert Crace, you would be fourth. That's if Purdue wins. If Purdue wins. If UConn wins, the 4 previously mentioned names...
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Any chance I have to play that, I do. Those 4 previously mentioned names who all pick Purdue, you're out if Purdue loses tonight. And then our winner would be Jason Breitenfeld. Second would be Clifford J. Butler, where the J stands for just need UConn to win. That's right. That's what that J stands for. Craig Cummings would be third. And David Sherwinski, you would be fourth. So those are the 8 people who have a chance to win over $500 in gift certificates. We've had a lot of fun following this and tracking it. There were 115 entrants in our contest, including the monkey. And your morning guy finished 114th. I had Arizona winning it all, and they stunk it up early. And they didn't go anywhere, so that usually doesn't bode well for that. This is the worst. I don't know why. This is the first and last year I'm going to pick one team to win it all and just blanket it across any contest I enter. It just, it is kind of fun knowing you're either in or out, but then when you're out, you're like, well, that wasn't very much fun. Wasn't very much fun at all. They're going to try to play a baseball game today in Park Falls. Shawamigan and Hurley scheduled the game for 5 o'clock today. Congratulations to Autumn Mikulski. She took second at the indoor track meet over the weekend, indoor state track meet at UW-Whitewater. So hopefully we can get that outdoor version of that going here in just a little bit. Get on into your local Park Falls BP this morning. They've got the cappuccino, the coffee, the fuel for you and your car and the chips and everything you need to tuck away to get you through your Monday here at Park Falls BP. They are located right next to McDonald's here in Park Falls. Brewers back on again tonight. Nice start for this young team. They are 6-2, and they're scheduled to be in Cincinnati. There's kind of they're having some weather issues out there, so stay tuned as far as how these games will be pushed around a little bit. Well, we have a 5:05 pregame and a 5:40 first pitch. The crew today right here. Bucks, one more week left in the Milwaukee Bucks season before the playoffs. They could slip all the way to like the 4 or the 5 seed if they don't win a couple of these final games today. They'll be taking on Boston tomorrow at home. It's not going to be easy, although Boston has nothing to play for. They got 4 games left in the regular season, and the playoffs will start like the weekend of the 20th or somewhere in that vicinity anyway. What else here? So Purdue and UConn, national championship game tonight, and much to the surprise of a lot of people who fill out brackets and gamble on it, they do actually crown a champion in this tournament. They're playing for something, not just part of your $2 billion in gambling on the NCAA. Did you watch the women's final yesterday? I thought it was awesome. I watched almost the entire game. Caitlin Clark is something special. And you got to keep in mind, some people were giving her a little bit of harassment because she doesn't play any defense. She doesn't. I'm just like, you know, she never left the floor, right? She doesn't leave the floor. She's out there for 40 minutes. So she picks her spots, and she's a smart player. And there's no reason to go crazy defensively because you know that if you get yourself in foul trouble and you're on the bench, your team's not going to win. That was just a story. Iowa had some other good players, but Caitlin Clark is special. And she almost willed them to a national champion. But South Carolina wins it. But that was fun to watch. It's just so much. I've always said that I think the popularity of sports, especially professional sports, depends on if the people on the playing surface are doing something that you don't, that you look at and you go, wow, I could never do that. So you look at football. If you've ever seen NFL football live in person, you know that's not something that you and I could do or want to do because it would end up not well for us. It's a dangerous, violent sport and very popular, the NFL, the number one. Then you've got, basketball. You got guys out there doing stuff, you know, that are pretty significant and unique, but you hit a three-pointer once in seventh grade. Remember that? Remember that shot you hit? Yeah. He's like, I could do that. I could do that. So it's a popular sport, but and Major League Baseball kind of like too. Yeah, I threw a no-hitter once when I was 11. I could do that. But football is something you can't do. And why is professional wrestling so popular? They had WrestleMania over the weekend. Because these guys are throwing their bodies, and women are throwing their bodies around and doing stuff, and they look like something that you and I could never be. Never, never. And we don't want to be. We could never, and you don't want to be. So it's the spectacle of the whole thing. And that's what I kind of felt like when I was watching Caitlin Clark shoot those three-pointers, deep, deep three-pointers. She was hitting shots that most people just could not do at the regularity that she does. And she's special. She's going to go to the WNBA, and she's going to change. She's going to change women's sports. She's going to change women's basketball anyway, because I think people will tune in now to the WNBA to watch her. She's a very special player, like I said. So we'll see, see how that transforms. I want to see the ratings from yesterday. They had to have been big. They had to have been big. What else? The Powerball, $1.3 billion over the weekend. Went to somebody in Oregon. Good for them. Don't need it. By the way, I don't know if you saw this. The person who won the Powerball, $1.3 billion, they instantly bought the entire state of Oregon. They just, I'll take it. They now own the state of Oregon. So there's only 51 now. Solar eclipse time, like we mentioned, this afternoon, 2 or 3 o'clock, not going to be good with the cloud cover that we have here. It's apparently turned into a national holiday. I like the wow words that they start using for the, the sensational, the isotopus, whatever. I've heard so many words, people describing the solar eclipse, and it's a tourism thing now. People are traveling across the country. People are getting married with the solar eclipse behind them in the background. That marriage comes with a lot of expectations, doesn't it? I mean, if you get married and your wedding pictures, you know, your wedding pictures have the solar eclipse in the background, where do you go from there, really? Let's get a twice an hour news and sports update. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The day that millions of skygazers have waited for has finally arrived. From Texas to Maine, the moon will completely block out the sun later today. ABC's Jim Ryan is in the solar eclipse path of totality.
Traffic information signs around the state are warning motorists not to stop on the highway to watch the eclipse. Alyssa Sloan and Roger Penton will be nowhere near their car. instead getting married in East Texas with the eclipse as their backdrop.
I think it'll just be fun that we can all, for all of us who experience it together, this will be something we'll speak about for years to come.
The big question, will the clouds stay away long enough to give a clear view of the moon-darkened sun? Jim Ryan, ABC News, Hillsborough, Texas.
6 months after the Hamas attack, Israeli troops are now leaving the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the deck of the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. And South Carolina winning the women's NCAA basketball tournament. Tonight it's the men, UConn and Purdue. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Oral arguments are today in a Madison courtroom where a judge will decide if a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will get more time to respond to his claims. The recall group wants to know which district Voss might be subject to recall in. The group's first effort failed when the Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled it didn't collect enough valid signatures. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Margaret Chrome is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. She says this kind of help is good for new farmers just getting started.
That technology and others that are emerging has made it a much less expensive investment than many, many approaches to farming.
The deadline to apply for a grant is May 26th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 20th at 7 p.m. at American Legion Post 182 in Park Falls, there's going to be a performance from Elvis tribute artist Elvis John Herjinski. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are general admission with unreserved seating. They cost $25, and you can find them at Catkins Animal Rescue on Facebook or call 715-762-0122. Again, that is April 20th at 7 p.m. at American Legion Post 182.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers sink the Mariners high. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers crushed Seattle 12-4. Mariners pitcher Colin Snyder had to leave in the fourth after taking a line drive to his left knee.
Yeah, it's a contusion. He got smoked. I'll give him credit for trying to stay in there. He knew where we were at with the bullpen.
Manager Scott Servais. The Brewers up by 10 runs for much of the game. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy.
It never feels like it isn't close, to be honest with you, when you're on a coaching staff. You're thinking of everything, and you want to make sure that you guard against any implosion.
After the game, the crew flew to Cincinnati to open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Knicks 122-109. Chris Middleton literally punched in the mouth, had to exit in the first half, and was taken to see an oral surgeon. How did the Bucks blow an 11-point lead early in the second half?
Yeah, I just thought we came out flat. You know, I used two timeouts. I wish I knew why, but we did.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And a couple local sports notes. Autumn Mikulski taking second in her event at the indoor state track meet at UW-Whitewater over the weekend. They're going to try to play a baseball game this afternoon at Armstrong Field. The field did dry up nicely over the weekend, but the wet conditions today are still making it a question mark. But they will, they are scheduled as of right now to take on Hurley, Shawamigan Hurley Baseball, 5 o'clock today at Armstrong Field here in Park Falls.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yo, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
They came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boy? friends, and they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land, and you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. Cause I got
yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to find. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. In your snapback T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup and my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can. In your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. In your snapback. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on a balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. We'll be right back.
fixed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. And you snap back. She said you're favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can. And you snap back. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. And you snap back. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. And you snap back. Whoa.
Performance at the award show last night. Our guys hold Dominion with Snapback at 98Q at 7:48. It's 12 before 8. Brewer bus trip is on for another big year. People are already signing up. We're going to see the Brewers on Thursday, July 11th. We're taking one bus. We are in the infield box section, section 111, up the first base side. Field level, very nice. $110 a person, your ride on the bus, your parking, and your ticket all included with that. So come have some fun with us Thursday, July 11th already. I think about we're running about 20% full already, so don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to get your group together and join us. You can bring a collapsible cooler on the bus. You can bring beverages, whatever you want. You want to have a can of beer or whatever, you can bring a collapsible cooler on the bus and relax with family and friends and play a little cribbage or euchre, whatever you want to do there in the back of the bus. It's all up to you. So that's Thursday, July 11th. Who would have thought we'd be in an era where baseball games are now shorter than NBA games? Have you seen the times of baseball games versus the times of an NBA game? Basketball games are longer now. Not all of them, but it's pretty close. NBA games, especially you get into the playoffs, they can push 2.5-3 hours. And baseball games, I love listening to baseball games now on the radio, because it happens. It used to be, now watching it's a little bit different because you used to be able to go do stuff and, you know, vacuum the kid's bedroom and make a sandwich and you'd come back and it's still the bottom of the fourth. Now, you got to pay attention. But radio, you can put your earplugs in, listen to 98Q Country, listen to the Brewers, and the pitches happen. I mean, it feels like they've edited the game. Like it's pre-recorded, and they're editing out all that dead time in between because the batter has to be engaged. The pitcher has so many seconds to get the ball back up there, and the game moves along. I like it. Probably the best rule change in any major sport that I've seen in a long time. We'll see if that NFL kickoff thing ranks up there. I'm optimistic that the NFL kickoff rule is going to bring the kickoff return back to the NFL because kickers don't want to kick this thing into the end zone. I think it comes out to like the 40. And now you're going to have kickers that can like pooch it up in the air. I think it's going to make it interesting and eliminate some of those high-end collisions also. A little bit later this morning, there were a lot of referendums passed in our area schools this past election. And we're going to touch on that a little bit later on here this morning. There's several area schools that passed significant referendums that you will see schools in our area transform and be updated. So we'll cover that a little bit later on, probably in the 8 o'clock hour here on the morning show.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really... more savings, which really... okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now. Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain today. We may get a quarter inch or even a little more by the time everything winds down late tonight, but the bulk of the rain will fall today. 53 our high, the wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers 37. A few lingering showers tomorrow, clearing late in the day with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
Horns are honking, I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, bare, forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. So sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind. Twisting dusty path to nowhere with the wind blowing through my baby's hair. Yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take. Makes me wanna take a back road.
New Year's Eve. Find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Catch a girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home. Send one down in your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. Can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you smile. Draws life like a dream. Banks you a 7-pound 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home. Fall in love, thank the good Lord.